Chickens. Anyways, we ended up getting stuck at the border for an hour and being tormented by them. But anyways, the moral of the story is Luke graduated. Amen. Let's give him a hand. Luke Semeschuk graduated from Rhema Bible Training Center. And so he did 2 years there. And I want to thank Pastor Roma and Miss Anita and this church because you guys gave several months of finances towards that. Give yourselves a hand. Amen. And he was there for 2 years and he graduated, and so we got to see him. And I'm not sure what his plans are. He's on his own now. And even though I'm his dad, but that don't mean much. No. And so kids, they make their own choices, their own decisions, but it's good to see them making their own choices and their own decisions. And so the word tonight is going to be obedience in the word. Everybody say obedience.
Obedience.
Obedience in the word. Those watching by live stream, we want to thank God for you. And we're going to talk about obedience to the word because, you know, every one of us has to come to a place where we have to desire to be obedient to God's will and plan and purpose. Amen? So let's pray. Let's believe God. Father, we want to thank you for your goodness and your great grace. Thank you for each one in this place. We thank you that their ears, all of our ears will be open and our hearts will be receptive to the word of God. We thank you that you have called. Each one is called, not only to salvation, but also to the things of God and to be directed, to be led by the Spirit of God. And we're so grateful that we're so thankful that you don't leave anybody out, but you have a plan and a purpose for each person. In Jesus' name, and everybody said,
amen.
Amen. So obedience to the word. You know, I didn't always want to be obedient. Have you ever always wanted to be obedient? Do we have anybody that just was always obedient all the time and never, okay, we got one guy, good guy. Appreciate you. But anyways, you know, when I was about 8 years old, I went to a place, it was kids camp. How many of you went to kids camp? I tell you, kids camp is good for nothing. No, good kids camp is good. And being an eight-year-old kid, listening and watching and observing, and I felt the Spirit of God move on me as an eight-year-old kid, but I did not want to respond. Isn't that a bad person, eh? I had an opportunity, and now there's people that do have an opportunity at 8 years old, and they just run up and embrace Jesus and accept him. But I didn't want to accept him in that time because I wanted to do some other things. I wanted to explore the universe, the world, on my own and find my own way. And that's what most people, you know, some people want to make it on their own. But at about 20 years old, I found out that I couldn't make it on my own. And it came to a screeching halt, and it was devastating in my world. Anyways, I don't know what you were like when you were 20 years old, but I came to a screeching halt. And I came up with the understanding that I think God knows more than I know. And when I asked him into my heart, man, the great joy that bubbled up inside of my heart and in my spirit, I was a thrilled guy. I was a happy camper, 20 years old. And so, you know, all of us got to come to a place where we're going to have to be obedient to what God's word says. Not only the written word, and thank God for all the written word, but there's also the spoken word that he speaks to your heart. It's a rhema word that is the spoken word. And God will speak to each one of us. He doesn't leave anybody out because he's not that kind of a God. He always goes above and beyond the call of duty to get to the person, to speak to them, to minister unto them, to draw them unto himself. But he doesn't push anybody. Don't you love that God is not pushy? Amen? He is one that just loves. The Bible says in Revelations, freely come, freely receive. And so he gets you to a place, I don't know if he teases you or what, but you find out that God is so good and he wants to bless you so much that you just run to him. Amen? Run to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find help in time of need. And so thank God for obedience to the word. The definition for obedience is a state or a quality of being obedient, an act of practicing or obeying, dutiful or submission compliance, Military service demands obedience from its members. And so when it comes to God Almighty, He wants all of us to be obedient, not to be forced like the military and how they train them there. They use roughness, they holler at them, they make them do them push-ups, and they force them. But God wants us to have obedience, that we freely open up our doors of our heart and say, I want everything, God, that you have for my life. I believe that you've got good plans for me. I believe you've got good direction for my life. And so we want to know, as a purpose, that God Almighty, when we're obedient to Him, He's going to bless us. He's going to help us in every area of life. There shouldn't be anybody that doesn't want the plan and purpose for God for their life. They should say, I believe God's plan is the best. Everybody say, God's plan is the best. Is that right, Ed? Amen. God's plan is the best for each one of our lives. And so all of us should come to a place where we say, God, it's your way or the highway, so to speak, because His way is so much better. You know, when I was growing up, we had some cousins. I was born in 1966, and we had three cousins born in 1966. We kind of hung around together. But one of my cousins was a girl, and she thought, have you ever heard, don't play with matches? Amen. We as parents, we endeavor to tell our kids, watch the candles, watch this, watch that. But my cousin, bless her heart, she had one of those shirts on, and it had the sticky on the front. I believe it was maybe the big tongue that stuck out, or the big thumb that said, let's roll, or whatever. And she played with matches, and she said, I wonder what would happen if I touched my shirt with it. And that thing went up in the 70s. I guess I don't know what they made them back then with, but it just went and engulfed her in flames. And she had third-degree burns all over her chest. And who knows, she's still alive today. But I know that it was devastating, the amount of trouble and pain that caused by just doing something as simple as a little match. We had a wood stove growing up, and we would all huddle it in the morning before school. And, you know, sometimes you get a little too close to that stove, and you fry your hide. You fry your legs or your arms. I remember my little sister was crawling up. We would say, watch out for the stove. It's hot. And she would crawl on a chair. And I remember once she fell towards it, and she got some of her hide burnt as well. And so, you know, we try to endeavor to teach our kids to the best of our ability, and sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't. But God Almighty is not out to hurt us, to destroy us, or to do any affliction of any pain on us, but He does give us some instructions, and His instructions is in the Word of God. And if we would take heed to the Word of God, guess what? It would be a lot smoother for us. Amen? So it says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 18, I will tell you the truth. Heaven and earth will disappear, but not even one small detail of God's word will disappear until the purpose is achieved. You know, the King James says, not one jot or one tittle of the law shall in no way be removed until all be fulfilled. You can rely on God's word. You can rely on His plan and His purpose. There's no ands, if, buts about it. You know, we know people on earth that we can count their word as sure, but guess what? God's word is far surer. Amen? He is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said it, and will he not do it? And has he not spoken, and will he not make it good? If you could find yourself a scripture, and Brother Hagin said, what do you want from God? Look it in the Bible. Find it in the scriptures. Find it in the word of God. And that is your promise, and that is what you hold fast to, because it is God's word, and it cannot lie. Amen? God's word can't lie. He is not a man. You know, I could be truthful to you and say some truthful things to you, but guess what? I am not infallible. Amen? And my word, I endeavor to be the best I can. In fact, I returned a pen the other day because I took a pen that was not mine, and I returned it. Amen? Give me praise and give me glory. I took it back to the establishment. I say, I'm sorry I took it as a pen. And so, you know, we do our best. But God Almighty, it never lies. Never lies. Amen? If he says he's a healer, he's a healer. If he says he's a savior, he's a savior. What, there's some people that aren't saved. Well, he's still a savior, and there's people that have been saved. And he's still a healer, and there's have been people healed. Because God's word cannot lie. It is the truth, and it always will be forever and ever and ever. In Psalms 119, 105, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. A lamp and a light is used for darkness. If you find yourself in darkness in some area of life, guess what? Go to God's word. Look in God's word. Seek God's word on that situation. And guess what? God's word can bring light, and God's word can brighten up the situation. So many times people, Christians, can walk in darkness and gloominess. And if you listen to the Christian radio station, and I do listen to the Christian radio station, but sometimes some of those songs, pick it up in your spirit and say, hey, that is a catchy tune, but that's not scripture what you're singing there. I don't care if you want a Juno. What you're singing is not scriptural. Amen? It's not scriptural, and you should say, hey, and doesn't mean that you can't listen to the song. I listen to it, and it's a good song, but some lines and some phrases, they're saying, God is in control of everything. No, he's not in control. He gave you a mind, and he's given you an understanding, and you got a lot of control, man. Woman, you got a lot of control. And so you got to understand that God's placed a lot in our department. Amen? Woo! Amen. Don't you like your free will, or you just want to get pushed around? Yeah. You want to get, no, nobody wants to get pushed around. Come freely. God wants to lead you freely. Amen. It's a joy to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And everything else is contrary. Now, there's kids in here, but, you know, when I was growing up, I did some drugs. So I'm not going to brag about it, but so I took acid twice. That's about all I could handle of that stuff. But and there was a few other things. But the moral of the story is the power of God's Holy Spirit is greater than any drugs. Amen? Amen. That is the God's truth. You know, I went to a house several years ago, and they were smoking pot in that house. Someone had passed away. And I'm the preacher, or the Christian, and so I had to go and minister to them. The house is full of pot. Well, you know, you walk in and you try to give your condolences, and then I said to myself, I'm getting stoned here. And so I went out. But still, it is nothing compared to the high of our Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you the God's truth. It is the truth, and it is not a lie. The high that you and I have because we are born again, that we are saved, that we know that we're on our way to heaven. God's Holy Spirit is living inside of us. God's Holy Spirit comes upon us. We are happy campers. Amen? God Almighty has blessed us. And we should be thankful every day. Amen? And so when he says something in his word, it's the truth. And he cannot lie. He is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it, and will he not do it? And has he spoken, and will he not make it good? He'll do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, it says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away. God, heaven and earth, this is earth, it passes away. Heaven, and there's a new heaven that comes down, will pass away, but God's word will never pass away. If he calls you his beloved child, that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You're a son and a daughter of God. Isn't that precious? Isn't it precious that your sins are forgiven? And none of this business of bringing it back up. No, as far as the east is from the west. Now, he may use some of those tests and those trials to be a testimony to somebody. But a lot of time, some of those testimonies, including my own, I just said about the acid, is not worth much. Amen? They're not worth much, and it doesn't bring any edification, doesn't bring any exhortation and comfort. And so some things, guess what? I learned that from Brother Moore, Keith Moore. He said some things, they don't need to be brought up. You don't have to go and parade all your sins of everything that you did back there. It's done. It's under the blood of Jesus. It's under the sea of forgetfulness. In fact, I can't remember. What did I just say? I don't know. But anyways, as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. So thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have two instances of individuals in the word, John chapter 4 and verse 46. Now we're talking about obedience to the word of God. We're talking about people being obedient to God's holy word. And it says here, so Jesus came to Cana of Galilee where he made water into wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick. See, this individual came on behalf of another individual. And so that's good to come on behalf of another individual. But many cases in the Bible, the people came themselves. But just because someone comes with a request for another individual, it's still scriptural and you still can work with it. So he said here, a certain nobleman whose son was sick in Capernaum, when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son. For he was at the point of death. So the man has a son, and the son is at the point of death. And so he goes to Jesus. The man goes to Jesus, the nobleman, and says, then said Jesus unto him, except you see signs and wonders, you'll not believe. The nobleman said, sir, come down, my child is going to die. And Jesus said, go your way. Your son lives. See, that's the word of the Lord. Go your way. Your son lives. The precious words of Jesus. And what did the man do? And the man believed the word. Everybody say, believe the word. So the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken and went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, your son's living. Then he inquired the hour of that he began to amend, and they said, yesterday at the 7th hour, which is about 1 p.m., I believe, the fever left him. So the father knew it was the same hour that Jesus said unto him, your son lives, and he believed, and his whole household. Hallelujah. Just believing the word. Over in Matthew chapter 8, verse 10 to 13, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of palsy. So this man is concerned about a servant that he has that's sick with palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. That's the word of the Lord. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only. Everybody say, speak the word only. And my servant shall be healed, for I am a man under authority. I have soldiers under me. I say, go and he goes, come and he comes, do this, he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. That caught Jesus' attention and said unto them that followed, verily, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said to the centurion, go your way. As you believe, so be it done unto you. And the servant was healed that selfsame hour. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. So to be obedient to the word, the number one is you got to hear, you got to do, and you got to speak. I put it all in one there. So you got to hear, you got to do, and you got to speak. To be obedient to the word, everybody's got to hear. Amen? What you believe is what you've been hearing all your life. What I believe in my heart is what I heard all my life. And you're going to have to hear God's word to be able to hear it and get it down in your heart that you believe it beyond a shadow of a doubt. That God does want to meet your needs according to his riches and glory. That he is the Lord that healeth thee. Amen? Jesus Christ is a healer, and he is the one that healeth me. Amen? Let's all say, Jesus is Lord, and he heals me. Amen. He provided that on the atonement at the cross of Calvary. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Being obedient to God's word is hearing what God's word says, and then putting into the practice the very best you know how. to put God's word into practice and then speak it, talk about it, day in, day out, talking about it, day in, day out. God gave commandments unto two guys. It was Joshua. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night to observe to do all that is written therein. Then you make your way prosperous and you have good success. Who wants prosperity and good success? Anybody here? Who wants to be broken poor and have never enough money? Nobody? Okay, good. So if you want to be prosperous, the Bible says to observe to do all that is written therein. Then you make your way prosperous and have good success. Hallelujah. That's good success in the word of the living God, because God's word cannot fail. Because he said it, we believe it, and that settles it. So hearing, doing, and speaking. In Matthew 7, verse 24, it says, whosoever shall hear these sayings of mine and do them, I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house upon the rock. You know, church Wednesday, church Sunday, hearing God's word. You know how many messages pastor has preached, taught? Countless thousands of messages. Amen? And so we glean from those things. But guess what? It's not just the Wednesday and the Sunday. It's at home as well. Everybody say at home. Amen. If I just ate on Wednesday and ate on Sunday only, I would be a hungry person. I like to eat when I get home as well. Amen. And then eat maybe before I go to bed. Anyways, you want to eat every day. And we need God's word every single day. So don't think that you're somehow missing it if you're reading your Bible too much, if you're putting scriptures around, amen? In the 80s, because I got born again in the 80s, people put them on the mirrors, in the washrooms, on the refrigerators. They put them here, they put them there. What were they doing? They were reading those scriptures, and it was getting down in their spirit, and they were beginning to feed on the Word of God, not only at church, but actually at home as well. Because God is everywhere. Amen. He's not just here right now. He's with you when you go to work. He's with you in your vehicle. He's with you when you're walking down the trail with the puppy dogs or looking at the birds and the geese and whatever other animals that you find interesting. And so he's with you. And so you can quote those scriptures and talk to your heavenly Father because he loves you. So to be obedient to the word, you're going to have to hear God's word. If you just hear doubt and unbelief, negativity, the news day in and day out, you get upset. Or even if something doesn't happen like when you said, I was just thinking today, I stood up here at Faith City Church and I prayed for Ukraine. I prayed that there'd be a swift and a speedy resolution. Well, your prayers are not very good there, Ken. they're still having trouble over there. And so little things like that. But God's word says that we're a people of faith. Amen? And we are to believe God no matter what the circumstance looks like, no matter what the situation looks like. Amen? And we should try to endeavor to control our own lives. Everybody say our own lives. Hallelujah. And so God Almighty wants you to speak blessing unto yourself. He wants you to know God's word, to be able to put it in your spirit, put it in your life. And so you're going to be obedient to God's word. You're going to put it into practice every opportunity that you can think about. And any opportunity and anything that makes itself avails, you're going to have to do God's word. So it says here, a wise man that built his house upon the rock, and the rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. I like that. For it was founded upon a rock. Everyone that hears God's word and doesn't put it into practice is like a foolish man. So anytime I took God's word and I didn't put it into practice, maybe it was, I said to myself, well, this time I'm not going to forgive, or this time I'm not going to walk in love, or this time I'm going to be miserable, I'm going to be depressed. No, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. You're going to have to put it into practice, God's word, amen? Be obedient to the things of God. Amen. Trusting in the Lord, lifting up holy hands unto God, the creator of the universe and my personal friend and your personal friend that'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. For with God, all things are possible to him who believes. You say, I don't believe it. I don't believe it works. I don't believe it. It works. It works because God's word cannot lie. It is the truth. And that's the way it is. Amen. God's word, let God be true and let every man be a liar. God's word cannot fail. And so whosoever hear God's word and doesn't do it is like a foolish man that built his house upon sand, and the winds and the storms came and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof. That looks like people sitting at home depressed. You know, it may look like the blinds are down. It may look like, you know, you get your bags of chips. I like chips once in a while. But I'm just saying, so depressed that you got a, you know, you got a throbbing headache because you're depressed. Why should you be depressed when God Almighty is on the throne of Almighty? He's there, amen? And he's inside of us. And he's for us. And he's not against us. And he said, I've given you favor with God and man. Amen. Should we be depressed? No, we shouldn't be depressed. And it God Almighty for us, who can be against us? Amen. Jobs and better jobs. Amen. There's always jobs, always opportunities. Never God will fail us. Never, ever fail us. I heard that one guy, he was put in a hole in the ground. And it was during the war, and they wanted to kill him. But he, and they thought they'd freeze him out in Siberia, and they put him in that hole, and they came there a week later with no food or water, and here he's warm, and he's praising God Almighty. Is that possible? That's a supernatural, spectacular miracle of Almighty God that they could not kill the individual. And so when I heard that story, I said, I don't believe it. No, I believe it. Amen. And so God Almighty can sustain you in any test and any trial and any temptation because God's word cannot fail. Amen. If you believe him, and you believe his word. Now, when we're dealing with other people and other circumstances, they have a will of their own. But I'm talking about personally. You and your God are a majority in any circumstance and any situation. Hallelujah. It's you and God is an army. Hallelujah. The armies of heaven are for you because you and God are hooked up together. Over in another translation that says, he that is like a man that built his house and dug deep the foundation. They said that Rhema, I heard Pastor Hagin say, when we built this building and it came in 92 there, what I understood is they dug like a mile down or something and put concrete in big round things. And it went all the way down in the ground. There's several of them. Then they laid the foundation. So because Oklahoma's got some bad, they don't have basements there, and there's the ground is horrible. I've been to one house, and there's a big hole in the house, about this much. You'd probably get that house for a good deal. And there's a big crack because the foundations are bad, and the ground is shifty, so you got to have a good, solid foundation. And so he said that they poured this concrete down these big holes, then they built the big auditorium there in Oklahoma. And so this scripture goes on and says here, they dug deep and they laid the foundation on rock. And when the floods rose and the streams beat vehemently upon the house, it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. God's word will never fail because it's founded solid upon a rock. The great scripture is over in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20. It says, my son or my daughter, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy heart. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Do we have that scripture? Proverbs 4 and verse 20 to 27. Let's look at it, because this is the way the preachers do it, eh? Let's look at that scripture. There he goes. My son, let's all read it. Attend unto my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look right on, and let your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left, and remove your foot from evil. And you could read more, of course. But anyways, the moral of the story there is attending unto God's words, inclining your ears unto his sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. God's word is health to our flesh. It is strength to us. Many a time I've been sick as a dog. And if a dog was ever sick, I don't know, but some dogs are. And so God's word is faithful. Amen? And he brings you out. Hallelujah. He brings you out. Doesn't matter your age physically. God's word is not just age category. This is just for the young people. This is just for the medium people. This is for the older people. No, you can learn and glean from every area. And God's word is medicine to our bones. So incline thy word unto my, attend unto my words, incline your ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. So praise God. So the number one in being obedient to the word is hearing, it's doing, and it's speaking, continually talking about God's goodness, talking to your heavenly Father, speaking unto him, and then listening to him and saying, thank you, Lord, that you're here with me, and you require faith, and so this is what I'm giving you. I'm giving you every ounce of my faith, believing in you, trusting you, and whoa, there he is. Hallelujah. Amen. He never fails us. He never fails us. And number two, and final, everybody say final. So number two is thanking God for his word. To be obedient to God's word, you've got to speak it, you've got to hear it, and you've got to do it, but then you've got to thank him. An unthankful person, guess what, is not going to be hooking up with God. You're going to be in the mully grubs. You're going to be down and out. Your best friend is going to be the enemy because he is full of depression. He is full of anxiety. He is full of worry. He is full of woe. His name is, you know what it is. In Spanish, it's Diablo. And so that's who he is. And he likes to put people down. He likes to make them feel insecure. And he just wants you to have a rotten day. Just a bad, bummer day. This is a bad day. No, with God, every day is a good day. Now, when it comes close to family, there's my beautiful wife sitting there of 25 years. Let's give her a hand. Anyways, but those dearest to you, they can hurt you the most. The first cut is the deepest. And so she doesn't cut me. So anyways, those closest to you, you know, you usually put your guard down, eh? Yeah. You can take your, guys can take your shirt off. What's that hanging there? Oh, that's your big fat gut. And so they can be mean sometimes. Those closest to you and other people, you know, they don't seem to cause you as much harm. So you got to be aware that when you're with God Almighty, you want to give him thanks. You want to give him praise. There was a moral of that story, but I just slipped my mind. And so you want to be a thankful individual. So if you're not thankful, guess what? God Almighty is not, can't be in your camp. Did you know that? When David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases. He was being chased, actually, by Saul, wanted to kill him. He was in trouble. He was living in a cave instead of a normal home. You know, he had some tough times. And yet he's praising God and he's thanking God. Have you ever been through a tough time? Have you ever been through a circumstance that you're just like, oh, this is a tough one? Amen. And just to let you know, everybody goes through a tough one. Everybody goes through a tough one, and every single person, if you feel that you've reached some pinnacle of success, guess what? Another one comes around. Another test will come, because that's the way it is. God Almighty doesn't leave his kids left alone for nothing. He always wants them to shine for him and to shine and come out of any circumstance and any situation and be right on top. Amen? He's going to work all things together for my good. Let's all say that. He works all things together for my good. So if Diablo or whoever caused such grief and such torment in your life, guess what? God Almighty wants to put you over. God Almighty wants to put you way over. So being a thankful individual, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. This is the will of God concerning you and me. Psalms 100 and verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. It doesn't say any stipulations there. It says, give him thanks, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Now, I've never been to the president's office, and I've never been to someone that of national standing of those kind of people. Okay, but anyways, you're not just going to, there's certain rules and regulations that you have to follow. We did know one fellow, his name was Tayo. This guy was named Tayo. I know some other guys, but this guy's Tayo. And Tayo went to the president, and he said, this place is awesome. You know, you got your cutlery. You got your spoon and your fork. You got this. Everything is perfect, and there's people. I don't know about now, but anyways, there's people that watch everything, and it's so clean, and it's so magnificent, and so rich and nice. But we're going to go to God. The Bible says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen? Yeah. To obtain mercy and find help in time of need. Yes, that's you need help. Yes, you do need that. But guess what? He also wants to have you some praise. Amen? He wants you to give him some praise, that when you're in his presence, you're thanking him. You're praising him. You're worshiping him. You're saying, God, you're good and your mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, I don't understand this circumstance and that circumstance and maybe that one over there, but guess what? You are good and your mercy endures forever. No good thing will the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. Thank you, Lord God, that you're watching over us to perform your word in our lives when we believe it. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 19 to 21, and then we'll end off with this, Romans 4, 19 to 21, if we could put that up. And so to be obedient to God's word, we're going to continually hear God's word. We're going to continually speak God's word. We're going to act on God's word, and we're going to be thankful individuals. And guess what? You're being obedient to God's word. What else can you do but thank him for his goodness? Thank him for his grace. Do we have that scripture? There it is. Okay, so this is Abraham. He's the forefather of faith. This guy was before Moses. This guy, I don't remember the whole genealogy thing right now. But anyways, this guy is a forefather of faith. This is Abraham. And it says here, let's go up to the 17th verse and let's read it. Because this guy was a faith guy and we are children of Abraham. As it is written, God Almighty gave him a word, and Abraham had to be obedient to that word. It says, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He's talking to a guy, an old man. He's talking to an old woman. They got no kids all their life. They're just like, you know, forget it. We don't need those kids, and that, the time is over. And it says here, God says, I made you a father of many nations before whom he believed, even God, which quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. So God speaks things. If you're going to be obedient, he's going to give you a word, whether in the written word or in the spoken word. And that's your promise. That's your word. If it's in scripture, if it's lined up with scripture. Who against hope believed in hope? It was a hopeless situation, and we all could find ourselves in hopeless circumstances. Who against hope believed in hope. It's possible with God. All things are possible. That he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. And be not weak in faith. You see, faith and obedience are hand in hand. They go hand in hand. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, but was he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. See, there's the positive, thankful confession. Go back to that other one. It says here, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, but was strong in faith, giving glory and praise and thanksgiving unto God. Next one. And being fully persuaded. See, he had confidence in the promises of Almighty God. He had confidence that God's word is true. Amen. Pastor Hagin, he would throw that Bible on the ground and he said, I'm standing on a word. I'm standing on a word. I remember that when he did that. He did that twice that I recall. So anyways, and he was fully persuaded that what God you promised. So being obedient to the promises of Almighty God, being obedient to the word of God and putting it into practice by hearing it, by doing it, by speaking it. And by thanking God for it, say, thank you, Father. I'm fully persuaded what you promise, you're well able to perform. Amen. That is the word of the Lord for this few minutes. Amen. And so let's all stand. Let's thank God for his goodness that we are obedient to the knowledge that we have of God's word. Father, we want to thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you, Father, that we have the Holy Spirit, that your word says that he is invisible, and yet he's here with us right now, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Your word says that we have the anointing on the inside of us. Hallelujah. 1 John 2:27, but the anointing that you received of him abides in you. You have the anointing on the inside of you. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Thank you, Lord. Not only are you inside of us, but you come upon us. And you reveal the word of God unto us. Hallelujah. Praise your name. You shall not be denied. Hallelujah. God will have his way. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And what he went through, he was obedient, even to death, the death of the cross. Therefore, God the Father has highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And so we want to say thank you again, Holy Spirit, that you take this word and mold it in our hearts and mold it in our minds and mold it in our ears, that each one here would find a place, have God's word a place in their heart that they can bring it up to memory. Hallelujah. Because God's word is power. Amen. God's word is truth. Let's thank him. Amen. One of those of obedience is thanking. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the mighty Holy Spirit. Thank you for health and for healing. Thank you for direction. Thank you for even correction. Thank you for instruction in righteousness. Oh, we want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for opening up the windows of heaven because we are obedient concerning finances. And that you pour out a blessing, there's not enough room to receive it. We're blessed and a blessing. Thank you for that word on healing and health. Thank you, Father. You are the Lord that healeth thee. You heal us. Thank you for health, for healing for each one here. Thank you for your presence in fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your goodness. Let's all say this. Say, Jesus is leading me. I hear God's voice. The voice of a stranger. I don't follow. I hear God's voice. He's leading me. Thank you very much, Father, that you are the one that leads us into all truth. And so we want to thank you, Lord God. We'll be obedient to your word the best we know how. In Jesus' precious name, Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. Amen.
Amen.